Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu coming to you from the Niagara Falls Comic Con, and once again, I'm happy to be talking to author extraordinaire Jen Frankel. How's it going?
Oh, it's great. I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, you were telling me your con experience has been all right this year?
It's been fantastic. We actually came as attendees last year to Niagara Falls and thought that it'd be fun to actually come back, and we just thought, I love the fact they've got the horror section set up. We've got, this is actually where I met Linda Cibicino, who does Dead Glamour Girls. I don't know if you've talked to her, but she came to one of my book launches and zombified the audience. This was, I think, since the last talk to you, actually.
Oh, okay.
Zombified the audience, so I got to read from my book Undead Redhead to a bunch of zombies.
Oh, that's cool. Very cool. You said you went to a Colin Baker Q&A?
Yeah.
How was that?
That was fun. He was one of my first doctors. I'm old, so I got my first doctor was actually, I saw it when it first started broadcasting in Canada, so
right.
I got the episode of John Pertwee before they switched to Tom Baker, and then...
I'm old, too. I remember my parents watching the Tom Baker ones.
Oh, okay, so your parents and me were sitting and watching the Tom...
I don't even want to tell you who my first doctor who was.
Oh.
The guy that did the one movie in the late 90s.
Paul McGann?
Paul McGann, yeah.
Oh, you just seem like a... That makes you a kid, doesn't it? Or just a kid when it comes to Doctor Who.
When it comes to Doctor Who, yeah. It was only for lack of better things to watch that day, too.
So, I was addicted to TVO when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I guess we didn't talk to you last time about your Blood and Magic trilogy.
Yeah.
And I read you have the new one coming out.
The new one's coming out, and we're going to do something different. It's called Heaven and Hell. The first part is set in Montreal, and I've decided to release it as serialized, actually. So we're going to release it in four parts, and the first part is coming out probably for Montreal, but it might be Fan Expo it comes out at.
Cool.
And so it's a trilogy. It's actually going to be four books.
Oh, okay.
It tells the story of Maggie Stewart, a woman who has magic, but has to decide just how badly she's going to behave in order to keep practicing it.
Oh, okay. That sounds cool.
Yeah. So we actually take her from age 13 in the first book all the way up into her mid-30s in the fourth.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And the last time we talked to you, you were telling us about how Undead Redhead had been optioned for a movie.
It has.
Any new news on that front?
We're moving ahead. The plan right now is to actually take it to the American film market in the fall.
Okay.
Early winter, I guess. And, everything is going... A lot of stuff's going on behind the scenes, but I'm really excited. It's moving forward.
Cool. Now, if you had your choice, who do you see playing the lead character?
I honestly... I don't know if I should say this. What I'll tell you is that when we were actually in Ottawa, I got a chance to give a copy of the book to Will Wheaton. And
oh, cool.
I would love... There's a character of a brash, self-centered Canadian talk show host, kind of in the vein of, like, a Mike Bullard or something, who hosts a live talk show and actually wants to bring the zombie on his talk show for ratings.
Okay.
And he makes Nickelback jokes and, like... And the thing I love about Will Wheaton is he's, like, so much more Canadian than some Canadians. I guess he was talking... He actually has his own craft beer that he brews in Ottawa. It's a wheat beer, of course.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Nice.
But, yeah, no, we would love to court him to play this this Canadian talk show host.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. If he could do Sharknado, I'm sure you could get him.
Well, are you saying that's a step up or a step down?
I'm guessing step up.
Terrific. Yeah, no, so it's moving forward.
That's cool.
The script itself, I mean, there's so many great little smaller cameo roles that we're hoping that we can bring in some people who would really enjoy working together and that are really... geeky, friendly.
Nice.
Because I think that a lot of times with major companies that do movies, they don't understand how rich counterculture is, and the fact that the counterculture is so mainstream in so many ways that they don't understand. I mean, I think even that the fact that the comic book movies are making so much money hasn't registered quite with a lot of executives in big motion picture companies. So we're hoping that we're going to be able to actually bring in some of that geeky influence into the casting.
I know, I can't wait to see it, for real.
Oh, me neither.
I guess
me neither.
So how do you like doing these cons, actually?
I love doing them, and I also love the fact that I can say to people that when they ask me what I do for a living, I can say that I hang out on the comic book circuit.
Very awesome. Very awesome.
It's so much better than saying that I work for Domino's.
I got you there.
Yeah, it's a couple of years back. I have had more crappy jobs than... I remember reading at the beginning of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy all the odd jobs that Douglas Adams had done, and I think I've given him a run for the money. I don't think I've actually built chicken coops, but I have worked as a parrot breeder.
Okay.
I've worked as a dish pig. I've worked for various software companies, and I mean, I've worked for some really strange... I've had some very strange jobs. I once toured elementary schools in southwestern Ontario as Ramona from Ramona the Pest from the Beverly Perry books.
All right.
I've had some fun, but this is definitely my favorite job.
Oh, I guess so. Someday I hope to do the podcast as a living and quit the call center job. That would be nice. That's the dream.
I lasted 4 hours in a call center. I was actually working for the Canadian Liver Foundation, so it should have been a good job.
Yeah.
But apparently, by saying, "Hi, I work for the Canadian Liver Foundation. Would you like to make a donation?" I was crossing a whole bunch of lines because you're supposed to give the 10-minute spiel that makes people want to hang up on you before you actually say something like that. And I did pretty well in my first 4 hours, but when they reprimanded me for doing that, I decided I had to leave. they were choking my creativity.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. That's not good. So I know you have a website.
Yeah.
Tell the fine folks out there where they can go to check out your stuff.
They can find me at jenfrankel.com. It's Jen with one N, JenFrankel.com. You can get my books on the website. You can order autographed copies or non-autographed copies. You can order ebooks. You can also order my new, I've got a sci-fi fantasy for young adults called Leia of Earth. I'm actually sold out of it this weekend, but it's about a girl from near Peterborough who has a spaceship crash in her backyard.
Oh, cool.
Which was one of my dreams growing up. I don't know about you.
But. Yeah, of course. Well, I did read your Owl Woman, and I thought that was fantastic.
Oh, it's just terrific. Yeah, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see somebody actually cosplay as Owl Woman.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Or as the young woman born into the Asian crime family, the flower, who's constantly trying to find ways to not be part of an Asian crime family.
Nice. Well, I appreciate you talking to us again. And I'll admit, when we first met you at Con Bravo, I just came over because your sign was cool. And then you ended up being so nice and cool with the podcast, and we really appreciate that.
I had such a great time doing the podcast the first time, and I'm so glad you asked me to do it again.
Oh, what cons are you doing next, actually?
We're in Montreal next. We're also doing something called the Limestone Genre Expo, which is really cool. It's a one-day literary event in Kingston. I think this might be the first year. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And then we're going to be doing... we're going to be back at Fan Expo because it's hometown. And I'm also going to be... it's current town.
Okay.
And I'll be back... I don't know if you guys are going to go down to it, but I would... I'm really excited to go back to Forest City in London.
We've heard good things, and we're trying to get in there.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. It's great.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot. I hope you have a great rest of your con here, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.